Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's me, Damien, back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for July 12th, 2021, after a short hiatus with a vacation. But before we dive in, I'd absolutely love it if you could drop a 5-star review of this podcast on your podcast platform of choice. It really does help us reach more people, and it would make my day. But let's get back to our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So every app on Android 12 is accompanied by a launch animation to make startup a more consistent experience. One aspect of this is an animated icon on the splash screen, with Google Drive being the first Google app to support this on Android 12. When Google first announced the splash screen API with Android 12 DP3 in April, Google used Gmail, which already has an animation on the web as an example, and it's now rolling out with version 2021.06.13-X, or whatever that happens to be, of Gmail for your Android device. In practice, the app opens and loads your default inbox just before the large M logo completely fills out from the center outwards. This new update is rolling out though via the Play Store right now, and it hasn't reached all devices, so you may have to wait a little while to see it. Meanwhile, the standalone Google Meet app was also updated in recent weeks with an animated splash screen on Android 12 that's now widely available, so if you're running the recent Android 12 beta builds, you should get nice animations for the most popular email application and Google's own video calling application. One of the biggest problems that faces Google Stadia is that of new releases, with many games not being confirmed ahead of time for the platform or even released at a later date. That won't be the case though for EA's ultra-popular FIFA series, as FIFA 22 has been confirmed to be a day one release on Google Stadia. EA has just announced that FIFA 22 will be releasing on October 1st, 2021, in line with previous updates on all platforms, Stadia included. This is a considerable improvement over last year, where FIFA 21 didn't release until several months after other platforms and quite far into the regular soccer or football season, leaving it a little bit behind the times. The game will debut on PC, consoles and Stadia as its only approved cloud gaming option. While EA Play is integrated into Xbox Game Pass, the game provided is only playable if you have a console or PC, not through the cloud. FIFA 22 touts Hypermotion as its biggest new feature. The technology is designed to enable advanced 11v11 match capture and proprietary machine learning technology to deliver what is supposed to be the most realistic, fluid and responsive football experience possible. Notably too, EA groups Stadia in with next generation consoles like PS5 and Xbox Series X when referring to FIFA 22. It's unclear though if this will have any meaningful impact on the game's visuals and performance. Hopefully the story will be just as good as it was last time, as it does run very well, FIFA 21 that is, on Stadia as is. You can already pre-order the next installment of the FIFA series on Google Stadia. The game is available in either the $59.99 Standard Edition or the $99.99 Ultimate Edition, which comes with a limited time bonus that includes an untradeable FIFA Ultimate Team Heroes player item and 4 days of early access to the game. Pre-orders must be made though by August 11th, 2021 to get the bonus content though. As mentioned, the game does release on October 1st. A big overhaul of Wear OS is underway, but the upgrade path for existing devices is unclear, at least for now. Until then, current owners are impacted by a recent issue that sees them unable to set a timer with the Google Assistant on Wear OS devices. Bring up the Assistant on Wear OS either via Hotword, which was fixed at the start of this year, or with a long button press and saying set a timer for 10 minutes, for instance, will have Google confirm that it heard your voice command. The desired increment appears on screen, followed by a starting now prompt. However, nothing initiates, with no countdown appearing in the notifications feed. All other ways to set a timer will still work though, including the Tile and dedicated app. This problem first emerged over the cusp of the weekend and appears to be quite widespread, according to one thread online, is affecting various devices from the Fossil to the TicWatch and Oppo variants of Wear OS devices. We've replicated the bug on a Moto 360, running up-to-date versions of the Google Wear OS and Clock applications. Those using Wear OS on more heavily skinned watches also seem to be affected by this issue too. The problem seems to have emerged recently, and it's unclear what changed to break this functionality. Affected users, fortunately, have other ways to set a timer, but the lack of voice commands, which are beyond ideal on wearables and small displays, take away some of the convenience. There's no time frame for when an update may roll out, but we'll let you know should we learn more. And finally, Chrome OS's Files app is preparing to support a variety of archive formats, including 7Z, ISO, TGZ, and many more. On Chrome OS today, the Files app is able to mount zip and RAR archives, allowing you to browse and use their files like any other folder on your Chromebook. While .zip and .rar are just two of the most common formats in use today, there are numerous other archive formats, each used for a specific purpose. That said, for some of our own purposes, the two unsupported archive formats we tend to use most often or run into are .7z, preferred by some because it has better compression than .zip, and TGZ, a tar archive compressed with gzip, which is a common combination for Linux-related archives. Thanks to Chrome OS's support for both Android apps and Linux apps, it's still relatively possible to open nearly every kind of archive file, but it would be nice for Files or the Files app itself to directly support them. According to a newly posted code change, that's exactly what's about to happen. As is often the case, the work will initially be hidden behind a flag in Chrome-flags. Digging into the code, though, it looks like the Chrome OS Files app will be gaining support for the following file formats, including 7z, bz2, crx, gz, iso, tar, tbz, and tbz2. Beyond the standard archive formats, there are a few notable entries in this list. For instance, .iso files serve as a digital representation of the contents of an optical disk, sometimes used for distributing an operating system. Meanwhile, .crx is Google's own format for Chrome extensions, though they're just simply modified zip files. According to a developer comment, though, the Googlers responsible currently intend for the file app's new support for 7z and other archives to be available for testing in Chrome OS 93, set to launch in September, and only be on by default by Chrome OS 94 in October. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.